Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report for this Tuesday morning. And here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are called mostly steady, but there are some firm predictions as well on ideas that the big supplies of slaughter-ready animals seen last week will tighten as the week progresses. Terminals called steady to firm tops from $41.50 to $43. Peoria called 50 cents higher today with a top price of $41.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, March 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,757 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $55 to $64.50. The weighted average $59.29, a loss of 18 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.01 to $51, the weighted average $48.87. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,102, the base price range $53 to $64, the weighted average $60.29, a gain of 80 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.99 to $50, the weighted average $47.68.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Join us this evening at the Yawning Civic Center in Kokomo, Indiana, for another one of our free AM580 Agricultural Outlook meetings. Tonight's meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. That's 6 o'clock Central. Panelists include Mike Zuzulo and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Steve Erdman of EFG, and Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. That's tonight at the Yannick Civic Center in Kokomo. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We hope to see you there. Joining us in the studio to talk about the agricultural weather, AM580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kuser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, we're going to have dry and warm weather over most areas today, although a few showers may enter the lower Ohio River Valley late this afternoon, and some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms will be around much of the Midwest Corn Belt over the next couple of days, although we will see maybe a little less rain to the west across Missouri and Iowa. And most amounts are going to be not too heavy, but there may be a few locally heavy amounts as you work eastward across portions of Indiana and Ohio. And then we will be turning a little bit drier as we head into the weekend. We're going to turn cooler as well. So temperatures are going to be well above average the next couple of days and then return to slightly below average once we go into the weekend. Then it looks like we'll warm up a little bit early next week, midweek cooling, late week warming. And with all of that up and down, we'll have some showers. Actually, after a rather wet winter period, we've been rather dry around here so far in the month of March, only about a quarter of an inch of precipitation thus far in March. So some of the really wet conditions are getting a chance to dry down a little bit, and most of the snow has now melted. Snow remains on the ground over northern Iowa, Minnesota, much of Wisconsin and Michigan, but it's gone from southern Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio and Missouri, and that southern edge of the snow will be retreating northward over the next couple of days. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, near record high temperatures in the 70s will continue today and tomorrow. That will include western Nebraska through western Kansas. Oklahoma and Texas will be much warmer as well. But then cooler air is going to be coming into the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. similar to the Midwest once we get into the latter part of the week. And then the weekend, we'll start out on the cool side, and then a warming trend begins again. And warmer weather will be more persistent next week. And as a result, I think a lot of the winter wheat is going to start to come out of dormancy and start to grow. So that means some precipitation will be needed. But it appears that not much in the way of widespread precipitation is expected over the next week. So a week from now, we'll really be looking at that, and we'll see if we're going to have a change to wetter conditions in the Great Plains, because it will become more and more important for that to happen once we see some more of that wheat coming out of dormancy. Looking at South America, again, we've been monitoring the area of Argentina, especially over the last couple of weeks, because they have been wet. And it looks like there will be another weather system moving through Argentina later this week, and that's going to trigger some showers and thunderstorms here and there. Basically, the eastern portions of Argentina will have the most rain, Entre Rios and Buenos Aires, but some of that may swing into northern Santa Fe and southern La Pampa. Rain will affect all of Argentina later this week. And at the weekend, also southern Brazil will get some rain. So that's going to slow harvest operations and maturation rates of crops there. Meanwhile, drier weather is expected in much of the Brazilian bean belt. So harvest will continue along without any real problems. And basically, the only area where there may be some delays here later this week will be in far southern areas, including Rio Grande do Sul, perhaps pushing into Santa Catarina or even southern Paraná. But most of the Brazilian bean belt will have favorably dry weather for harvest operations here for a while yet. And over the last 24 hours, just a few spotty showers in the central bean belt from Santa Catarina on up towards southern Sao Paulo and southern Mato Grosso do Sul, but most areas were dry. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 497.25, unchanged. Last trade up a half. July, 499.5, down 3/4. Last trade unchanged. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 471, up a quarter. Last trade up a half. July, 483.25, unchanged. Last trade down a quarter. And December, 502, down a half. Last trade up a quarter. March corn opened at 398.5, down 1.25. Last trade down 3/4. July, 420, up a quarter. Last trade down 1. December, 402, down 3/4. Last trade down 1.25. March beans opened at 753, up 3/4. Last trade up 1.75. July, 780.75, unchanged. Last trade up 1.5. Noves, 804, unchanged. Last trade up 2.25. March soybean meal opened at 218.30, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. The May was up $1.40, though, on the last trade. And May soybean oil at 30.71, unchanged, and last trade unchanged. Let's go ahead and look at the opening calls from the Board of Trade. In the wheat pit, were called anywhere from 1/2 to 1 cent per bushel lower. Calls for a weaker opening in corn is seen lending pressure to wheat, along with lingering pressure from outside markets for a strong, as well as outlooks for a strong rebound in global wheat output this year. In the corn pit, we're 1 to 2 cents per bushel lower this morning. Traders are saying that reports yesterday from ADM pegging the 2007 U.S. corn acreage at 88.5 million continues to weigh on corn futures. The ADM corn number is above USDA's working number of 87 million acres, but early gains in crude oil are underpinning prices this morning. Corn prices may also be impacted today from farm futures estimate. They put the acreage plant in planting at 88.4 million acres this spring. While that's unchanged from its January estimate, it is up 10.1 million acres from a year ago. And of course, that would be the biggest spring planting for corn since the end of World War II. Soybeans are up 1 to 2 cents per bushel higher on the call this morning. Traders saying that reports yesterday from ADM pegging the 2007 soy acreage at 67.2 million acres continued to support soy future prices. And yesterday we did see some spreading among the corn and soybean pits where traders were selling the corn and they were buying the soybeans. In fact, beans rallied yesterday on that news. Farm Futures this morning estimates soybean plantings at 68.9 million acres. That's down 600,000 acres from its January estimate and off a whopping 6.6 million acres from 2006. Conditions in Brazil, though, continues to favor production as well as in Argentina. And we'll just have to wait for the opening bell to see where we go from here. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.